SBS Radio.
Ija ix-xewqa tal-biċċa l-kbira minna li nirtiraw mix-xogħol u jkunna żmien kemm irridu biex nagħmlu li rridu u meta rridu. Forsi hawn min jippjana li jivvjaġġa u jdur id-dinja jew idur l-Awstralja, jew forsi imur joqgħod Malta għal kollox, jew jgħaddi aktar ħin mal-familja u l-ħbieb tiegħu. Imma l-irtirar mix-xogħol mhux dejjem il-ġenna li wieħed jimmaġina meta jkun qed jaħdem. L-ideja tal-irtirar mix-xogħol iġġibilna quddiem għajnejna ħin ħieles biex nagħmlu li rridu u ma jikkmandana ħadd. L-awtur u psikoloġista irtirat Michael Longhurst jgħid li din tista' tkun realtà pjaċevoli għal dawk li jirtiraw mix-xogħol għall-ewwel ftit xhur. Imma huwa jgħid li ħafna nies irtirati isibuha diffiċli meta jibda għaddej iż-żmien u jsibu li għandhom ħafna ħin ħieles.
During that phase, it is just like a long holiday and you can play all the golf you like and that's probably going to be enough. But there comes a time when, whilst it's still great to have your recreational activities like fishing, golf, whatever it happens to be, you need to have something a little bit more meaningful. And otherwise you feel, well, you know, I'm living this sort of idle life. It doesn't have much meaning. It's at that time that people either, you know, start querying what they're doing with their life or they do something about it.
Michael Longhurst huwa l-awtur ta' ktieb dwar l-irtirar mix-xogħol bidejat strateġija u riżorsi li wieħed jista' jadotta. Huwa jgħid li ħafna minn dawk li jkunu qegħdin joqorbu biex jirtiraw mix-xogħol ma jippreparawx għal l-impatt psikoloġiku.
People think, well, if I've got enough money, if I've got adequate health, you know, I don't have to be super fit, but if I'm in reasonable physical health and I've got enough money, well, what possibly can go wrong? It's going to be great. It's going to be this, you know, relieved from the burden of work and I'll be able to do what I like. And, you know, and so people then therefore don't tend to prepare for other things in retirement. Very, very unusual.
Huwa jgħid li nies bħal dawn jikkonċentraw biss fuq l-aspett finanzjarju. Dan huwa tħassib li wieħed jifhem li huwa importanti għaliex l-anzjani fl-Awstralja qegħdin jiltaqgħu ma' deċiżjonijiet ikkomplikati fejn tidħol is-superannuation, l-insurance u pensjonijiet kif ukoll meta iħallu x-xogħol. Dawk li jmexxu fil-pajjiż irridu li n-nies fl-Awstralja jaħdmu aktar fit-tul minħabba l-popolazzjoni anzjana dejjem tikber fil-pajjiż. Imma xi ħaddiem anzjani li jridu jibqgħu jaħdmu jgħidu li d-diskriminazzjoni kontrihom minħabba l-età tista' tkun ta' sfida. Rafael Chomik miċ-ċentru ta' l-eċċellenza fil-popolazzjoni fl-Università ta' New South Wales jgħid li wieħed minn kull erba' ħaddiema li jkollhom il fuq minn 50 sena jirrapportaw diskriminazzjoni minħabba l-età.
That has big effects on how older people interact with the labour market. So, for example, while unemployment rate is quite low for older people, they've got the longest durations of unemployment, so they tend to be looking for work for much longer. Those that then decide to leave the labour force and retire is the reason for the low unemployment rate overall. And so it's that tension between trying to find work when the labour market is difficult for older people and retiring, which for some is the option.
Rafael Chomik jgħid li l-Awstralja għandha tikkonsidra li tipprovdi aktar inċentivi għal ħaddiem anzjani biex jibqgħu jaħdmu kemm jista' jkun possibbli.
The other option is to look at the carrots, you know, how can you encourage older people to keep trying or get better skills or investing in their health, as well as investing in ways to help employers to develop workspaces which are more amenable for older people, and making sure that messages about age discrimination are out there to change those sorts of cultural norms.
Il-psikoloġista irtirat Michael Longhurst jgħid li xi uħud minn dawk li jirtiraw mix-xogħol isibuha diffiċli għaliex jitilfu l-identità tagħhom max-xogħol li jkunu ħallew warajhom. u għajajt li ju importanti li wieħed isib attività b'xi skop minn flok attivitajiet rekreattivi biss.
If somebody has been very good at managing people, at organizing things in business, getting things up off the ground, then instead of just joining a golf club and playing golf as a recreational activity, that sort of person is often invaluable if they then get onto the committee. So all of a sudden, here comes the status back. I'm the chairman or the whatever of the golf club. I'm on the committee. I've got my own car park there with my name on it, whatever. And so they're essentially replacing in retirement those things that they most valued in the work when they're in the workplace.
Bil-finanzi li ikunu ikkontrollati u attivitajiet li jagħtuk skop fil-ħajja, Michael Longhurst jgħid li l-pariri l-oħra li jibqa' huwa li wieħed jieħu ħsieb saħħtu b'visti regolari għand it-tabib u eżerċizzju ta' kuljum. U oqgħod attent li x-xorb żejjed ma jkunx xi ħaġa ta' kuljum.
People when they're going around Australia, say in a caravan, they'll have these happy hours where they all get together at 4 o'clock and have a few drinks. But if you start doing that at home, you just got to watch it a bit that it doesn't start getting earlier and earlier. And you know, we found a few people who had become quite dependent on grog just because they were starting to drink far too early.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.